Ball, Cerise, entry pass, Lexi Schmidt, back at the free throw line, hands the ball away to Cerise, drives it down the lane, now to Caitlin Ernst, to Lexi Schmidt, back out here at the free throw line to Chanel Farmer, dribbles the ball to the basket, and scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball, Finley looking, comes outside, Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer, he hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal, and Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball for you tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. We have a doubleheader for you this evening as the Adams Central girls and boys take on the homestanding Hastings High girls and boys. A city matchup, maybe a little bit more special here tonight with two city teams going at it, Adams Central and Hastings High, a girls-boys doubleheader here on the Breeze tonight. The girls' game is up first, the Adams Central girls and the Hastings High girls. The Adams Central girls, 3 wins, 12 losses on the season. The Hastings High girls with 1 win and 12 losses on the season. The last outing for the Tigers was last Friday night on this floor. They lost to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 80-48. Not much better the next night for the Adams Central teams as they played their last game at Grand Island Central Catholic, a 54-21 loss to the Lady Crusaders. So both teams coming off tough losses. Both teams have dropped 4 in a row, so something's got to give, as we say here tonight, in this first game of two, the Adams Central girls and the Hastings High girls. The boys' game to follow. Both games tonight right here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. The pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Okay, part one of the pregame show, we're going to have a chance to talk. We had a chance to talk to Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Mays about his team and what's been going on with the Lady Tigers. And here's that talk with Coach Greg Mays of Hastings High.
Greg Mays joins us, head basketball coach of the Hastings High girls, as they get ready to take on Adams Central in our first of two tonight. Coach, coming off the loss to Northwest, a very good Northwest team, 80-48. But I think overall, Coach, I know you were happy with the effort and the enthusiasm and the way your kids competed on Friday night against a tough Northwest team.
Yeah, we had a little bit of trouble getting back on defense here or there, but really played pretty well and forced Northwest to play the kind of game we wanted. It just turned out Northwest was pretty good at that too.
They were very good inside and were able to score on you there and just weren't able to stop them early. They get the lead on you, and that thing can roll pretty fast, can't it, Coach? When they get going and they get hot, they're really hard to stop.
Yeah, they got real comfortable offensively, but we were happy with the things we did offensively. We were a little more aggressive, looking to score off the break, and made some things happen a little bit. Had one of our best scoring nights in quite a while, so we're hoping we can build some momentum on that, and maybe combine it with a little better defense tonight.
I know Zoe Mays, I believe Zoe had 15 to lead the way the other night, so she had good offensive production. She just needs a little more help, doesn't she, Coach?
Yeah, she was able to score, and she had a couple other good shots that went about halfway in and came back out. And Marika Van Brocklin is starting to be a consistent scorer for us. We kind of need some other people to join up with that. Bailey Christie's been giving us some good points off the bench. So, suddenly we think we've got a little bit of an offense we can piece together. Now we've got to make sure we combine that with just being a little more sound on the defensive end.
Britton Thomas, your 6'3 senior, Achilles problem, didn't play last Friday. That would have been nice to have her, but that wasn't the case. And to expect to see her tonight, Coach, she certainly makes a difference in there. She kind of maybe defensively and offensively, too. It would be nice if she could play tonight.
Yeah, she's had some offensive nights this year, but mainly, we kind of build our defense around her. And that was part of the problem the other night against Northwest. It took a couple of our options away of what we usually do. And so we're hoping that she can play maybe in some very limited roles tonight. Maybe let us run some of the defenses we've been running earlier in the year. I don't think she's going to be able to go for much more than 60, 90 seconds. But I think she's talked the trainer into letting her take a shot.
We'll see if Britton does play in just a little bit. Adams Central tonight, city matchup, Coach. They struggled last Saturday at Grand Island Central Catholic against a pretty good Crusader team. What about the Patriots? This is always a big matchup, city matchup, but what are the keys for your ball club to win tonight?
Well, one of the things is making sure we've got our matchups lined up right. They play a lot of different girls and have a lot of girls come in and really play different roles. You know, a girl will be an inside player, then she'll be an outside player, then she'll be a ball handler. And so we're really concerned with matching up right and then not losing track of, you know, they got a couple girls who can really put the ball in the hole from outside, probably a little better outside shooters than we thought they were before we started scouting them. And so we've got to make sure that while we're fixing our matchups that we still remember who we've got to pay attention to on the outside.
I know it is a kind of a special thing when city teams meet because there might be some friendships out there that will go by the boards once the ball goes in the air tonight. But it is a special thing for the girls and the guys tonight when city teams play each other. It's always kind of a special thing.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing that the kids really focus on is a lot of people will show up to the game, yeah. You know, and makes it a pretty exciting atmosphere that we don't always get. It seems like people stay home and watch ESPN a little bit more than in the old days when the high school gyms would be full. So, you know, I think the girls are looking forward to that as much as anything.
Well, Coach, this could be a jumping off point, obviously, for your ball club. Only game this week, then Kearney next week coming in. They've struggled this season a little bit. Then you hit three on the road. But if you can get some momentum going and get in a win column kind of thing, you'd get some things going for the latter part of the season, can't you, tonight?
Yeah, you know, we've got a couple games here that on paper we should be more competitive than we have been in some others. And so we really need to take advantage of that. And then, you know, hit the road again, but hopefully with a little renewed confidence. Sometimes that can make a lot of difference.
Indeed. So, Coach, thanks for coming up. We'll hopefully get a chance to talk after it's over, but good luck tonight. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That's Greg Mays, head basketball coach of the girls for Hastings High. Back with more in the pregame show right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze. We talk with Tim Marker, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Get the Patriots side of the story in this city matchup this evening. Coach, the ball club coming off that loss at Grand Island Central Catholic last week. The Crusaders just got out on top of you early, kind of a smothering defense. They didn't let you get in any kind of flow on offense or let you have any consistency at all on offense the other night. I guess that was the big key?
Yeah, you know, Katie Brand just creates all kinds of problems out front. And, you know, they did a good job of switching from man to 1-3-1 and you know, caused us some problems in some of the transition at times. And then there were just, you know, she just is intimidating out there and caused us into some turnovers that were kind of unforced. But then there were a lot of times that she just got a tip on the ball. And so then that made us a little hesitant, making some passes and second-guessing. And so she did a good job of, you know, playing good defense and kind of taking us out of what we wanted to do.
She created a lot of things offensively, too. You concentrate on her, and it opens up some other people. And they were very aggressive towards the hoop and really were a challenge to your defense last week, too.
Yeah, they were. And one of the things that was difficult was their ability to pass over the top. I mean, there were times we had people in position, and they threw the ball over top of us. And, you know, when you have her out there, she can, you know, elevate and kind of jump pass and throw it over top of people. And, you know, we had some help people there. And they just were able to finish those plays and be able to score, and then they did a good job on the boards. And you know, their size and athleticism just caused us problems.
You didn't have much time to prepare for Hastings High. You play on Saturday night, and, of course, it's Tuesday now, so not much time to prepare for this one. So you had to make the best of the practice that you had, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's true. And the same situation for the last few weeks here where we've got to really – you know, try and focus on ourselves and try and fix some of the mistakes that we're making within ourselves. And you know, we talk about the other team a little bit and some of the things that we want to do against them, kind of game plan for that situation. But we still are trying to fix some of the turnover issues and some of those problems that we have with creating shots and when to take shots and making some better passes and things. So we continue to work on that and try and improve a little bit, you know, so that we can get more shots and a few less turnovers and give ourselves a chance in some games.
Hastings High and Adams Central, of course, a city matchup here. Should be fun. We hope it is. Keys tonight for the Lady Patriots in this game. What do you have to do to be successful in this one?
Well, we have to do a better job of taking care of the ball and making sure we get shots instead of turnovers. And probably the other thing is we have to be a little bit more aggressive to the basket ourselves. We've kind of been settling for some three-pointers and waiting for some three-point shots and not going to the basket aggressive enough. And we've got to turn that up tonight and get after the basket a little bit.
The basketball team comes in against the Tigers tonight, Coach. It should be a fun time. We hope it is because some friendships, I guess, out there on the floor as we talked with Coach Mays. Those friendships will go away once the ball's in the air. But this if nothing else, should be very, very competitive tonight. The kids should get after each other, shouldn't they?
Yeah, it will. I mean, the game means a lot to them, you know, and that'll be as far as they're concerned, there'll be a lot of pressure out there and a lot of intensity on trying to get the win. It's a big win whenever it's between the two schools and everybody knows one another and, you know, kind of have that to talk about. So it's a big game for our kids and coaches and everybody concerned. So the records may not be great, but it's still going to be an important game and should be a game that has a lot of emotion.
As the Tigers face the same kind of the same situation, they're done the rest of this week, but you got to go over to Lexington Thursday. So a momentum builder hitter night for either one of these teams. I know for the Lady Patriots, you want to come out here, play well tonight and get ready for Lexington on Thursday. So you got to kind of try to turn things around as far as that is concerned tonight. Play a good basketball game.
Yeah, we hope so. We've been close at times. We've had some good games, and we've just had, you know, struggle with turnovers and situations, and we just really need to put a complete game together and kind of get some momentum going into Lexington, and our conference schedules are out now, and, you know, we're kind of starting to get a little excited about getting into the conference tournament and see what can happen. You know, you win and you move on in that situation, and so it's that time of year where you want to start getting some things put together. You want to hit some big shots and make some, you know, get some enthusiasm going at the end of the season here and just see what happens.
All right, Coach, good luck. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Blaine.
Tim Marker, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Stay tuned. We'll have the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up right after this.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Hastings High School. The Tiger Den, the jungle, Hastings High. Hosting tonight the Adams Central Patriots and Lady Patriots. The girls game up first. We had a chance to hear from both the girls' basketball coaches. The girls game up first here, and we're about 3 minutes or so away from tipping this thing off. And the Hastings High pep band playing, good crowd on hand, city matchup. A lot of excitement here at Hastings High School tonight, and one of these teams is going to break a four-game losing streak in this girls' contest. Again, both teams have dropped four in a row. Adams Central 3-12 on the year. Hastings High 1-12 on the year. Teams have kind of struggled from the floor shooting the basketball. Adams Central on the season shooting the basketball, 33% of their shots have been going in, 37% from two-point range and 24% from three-point range. The Patriots shooting only 46% from the free throw line, and that turnover bugaboo that Coach Marker was talking about, 26 a game for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. For the Hastings High Tigers, they're shooting 22% from three-point range. Overall, only 30% from the floor, 53% from the free throw line. The Tigers averaging 34 points a game, and the Patriots averaging 35 a contest. Hastings High, on an average, turning it over 20 times and forcing their opposition to 12 turnovers per contest. Hastings High, again, a 53% free throw shooting team on the season. So we'll see what happens here tonight, these teams get to their average tonight. It should be a close, competitive basketball game, and we're going to see what happens between Hastings High and Adams Central here tonight. Well, this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show before the girls' game tonight. Pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Starting lineups here on this evening, and first of all, for the Adams Central Lady Patriots, one change from the normal starting lineup for Adams Central. First of all, they will be starting Cheyenne Gotch, a 5 foot to 5 inch senior at one of the guards. Cheyenne is on average the leading scorer for this basketball team at 7.7 points a game and 2.7 rebounds. The other guard is Emily Boniface, a 5 foot 4 inch junior. Emily averaging 2.8 points, 2.1 rebounds per contest. At center tonight, in place of Sydney Neumeier, who battled some illness this week, the senior Jamie Gilbert will get the start. Jamie's 5 foot 9 inches tall and she's averaging just about 1 point and 1 rebound per game. Did have 5 over Grand Island Central Catholic on last Saturday night. Kaylee Raider's a 5'7" junior. Kaylee averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. And also starting will be Georgie Johnson, the 5'8" junior for the Patriots. And Georgie is averaging 2.4 points, leads the team in rebounds per game at 4.1 per contest. We will take a timeout. When we return, we will have the starting lineups for the Hastings High Lady Tigers and the first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And the singing of our national anthem before Hastings High and Adams Central girls basketball, with the boys game to follow right here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Blaine Gulis with you. We've given you the Lady Patriots starting lineup. The starting lineup for the homestanding Hastings High Tigers tonight expected to be Zoe Mays, the 5'8" senior. Zoe, the leading scorer for this ball club, 10.9, almost 11 points a game, 6.5 rebounds, 2.2 assists per game for the leader, Zoe Mays. Marika Van Brocklin will start, a 5'6" sophomore. Marika averaging 5.3 points and 3.4 rebounds per contest. 6'3" senior Britton Thomas, who's been battling an Achilles problem, will start tonight. Britton, again, a 6'3" senior. She's averaging 3.1 points and 6 rebounds per contest. The guards are Mel Nagy, a 5'3" junior. Mel averaging 2.2 points and 1.1 rebound per game. And Bailey Petzold will start. She is a 5'7" sophomore. Bailey on the season averaging 4.3 points and 5.5 rebounds per contest. So Van Brocklin, Mays, Thomas, Nagy, and Petzold expected to get the start for Hastings High School tonight. For Adams Central, it's going to be Johnson, Gilbert, Raider, Gotch, and Boniface. So these two teams are ready to go. We've heard from both coaches. High school basketball here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. So we'll see what happens in this one. Last year, these two teams met during the regular season, and Hastings High went over to Adams Central and defeated the Lady Patriots last year. So the Tigers look to get back in the win column this season, this home game against Adams Central. The Tigers, Hastings High, will not play again this week. They'll play again next week, next Tuesday, against Kearney. Their girls and boys right here take on Hastings High next week. So that's the next game for the Hastings High girls. So they will not have a game this weekend. Adams Central's girls will be heading over to Lexington on Thursday night for their annual meeting with the Lexington girls. And the Adams Central boys will also head over there on Thursday. So neither one of these teams, and the girls or boys for Adams Central or Hastings High, will play this Friday or Saturday. Adams Central in the conference tournament next week. The St. Cecilia girls and boys are playing over in their gym tonight here in town in the Centennial Conference Tournament second round. So that's going on this week for St. Cecilia. But we have Adams Central, Hastings High. Girls, boys, doubleheader. The girls game about to tip off, and a lot of excitement, a lot of noise. The pep band going, the cheerleaders are out. People are ready to go. Hastings High in their home white, orange numerals, orange and black trim. They'll shoot at the basket to our left. Adams Central in the traveling red uniforms for the Patriots, the white numerals and the white and blue trim. Britton Thomas, the 6'3" senior, will jump center for Hastings High against the senior 5'9", Jamie Gilbert, for Adams Central, and here we go. Basketball in the air, tipped control by the Tigers, and they head into the offensive zone. Adams Central will start out in a man-to-man. Zoe Mays will take a 17-footer to get things started. Off the iron, no good. It bounces in the far corner, out of bounds. It'll be Adams Central basketball. So the Tigers miss their first shot, and Adams Central will have their first possession of the game. Come the length of the floor, and Emily Boniface gets the pass from Georgie Johnson. Boniface into the scoring zone. The Tigers also in a man-to-man. Kaylee Rader to the free throw line. Dribble pass now to Cheyenne Gotch, to Boniface. Emily with it. To Rader to the free throw line. Back to Boniface. Left of the free throw line. Pass to Gilbert. Her 12-footer's off there. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And it is off a Patriot. It will be the Tigers basketball. Each team with a shot at the bucket. Neither scores, and maybe the first 30 seconds of jitters out of the way now. We'll get down to some basketball. Patriots pressure in the backcourt. They pressure Mel Nagy. Bounce pass to Zoe May. Zoe crosses the timeline for the Tigers. To the free throw line, into the lane, stops and shoots from 12. Off there, no good, but Mays is fouled in the play, and Zoe will go to the line to shoot two for Hastings High. Foul called on Georgie Johnson of the Patriots, the first foul of the contest. Mays to shoot two. Zoe averages 11 a game. She's the big score for the Tigers. Miss Veteran, free throw up and bounces around and down. First point of the game to Zoe Mays. We're 44 seconds in. 1-0, Hastings High. Zoe will eye the second. She was fouled in the act of shooting there. Free throw is up. This one's also up the iron, though, no good. Gilbert grabs it for Adams Central. To Johnson. To Boniface. Emily with the basketball. Bounce pass into the front court to Cheyenne Gotch by her and out of bounds. And the Patriots will turn it over for the first time. 1-0, Hastings High. We played just about a minute of this first quarter. And a good crowd on hand for the Tigers and the Patriots. City basketball here tonight on the breeze. Petzold now to Nagy and Mel across the timeline for Hastings High. Into the scoring zone to Mays. Mays around the screen, loops a pass to Van Brocklin. Marika's three-pointer, and there's going to be an air ball. Trying to save it is Petzold. She does, knocks it out to Nagy. Nice save by Petzold. To Mel Nagy, to Petzold. Left-handed three in from the wing in the hole. Bailey Petzold, a nice save. Good save of the basketball, and then makes the three. 4-0, Hastings High. Boniface with the basketball in the front court, so a nice offensive effort there by Bailey Petzold, and she gets the three-pointer to go down, and it's 4-0, Tigers. Boniface in the front court to Rader, guarded by Van Brocklin. Back to Boniface. Zoe Mays on the defense of Boniface. Emily with the basketball, still dribbling it inside, passes lost out of there off Gilbert's leg up, and picked up by Zoe Mays. Turnover, Adams Central. Mays to the timeline. Front court pass now to Van Brocklin. To Petzold from the wing. Another three-pointer. This one's off. No good. Georgie Johnson with the rebound to Boniface. Boniface to Gotch. Cheyenne for the Patriots. Into the offensive zone to our right here. To the baseline. Stolen away by Nagy. Nice steal by Nagy. And a foul in the backcourt on Cheyenne Gotch. Cheyenne gets her pocket picked there by Nagy, and then Gotch fouls in the backcourt. Second team foul on the Patriots. First substitution coming in. Ellen Foote, the 5'10 junior for Hastings High. Foote in, Britton Thomas. Now, Britton battling that Achilles problem. Coach Mays told us that Britton maybe would play a minute or two at a time here tonight. She played the first 2 minutes and 7 seconds here. She's out. Ellen Foote is in. Patriots with pressure in the backcourt. The basketball in the corner is out of bounds, and it is off the Patriots. The Patriots apply a little pressure in the backcourt, but the Patriots tip it out of bounds, and the Tigers will try the length of the floor again. Adams Center with backcourt pressure to start this game. The ball tipped away from Van Brocklin. Stolen by Gotch. Her pass underneath to Boniface. Now the ball kicked out of bounds off a Tiger. So the Patriots force the first Tiger turnover, and then the Tigers knock it out of bounds as the Tigers will hang on defense here. And Emily Boniface throws it in, does to Georgie Johnson for the Patriots. To Boniface, back out to Gotch. Cheyenne with it inside to Gilbert. Turns and shoots. Shot it, no good, but a traveling call on Jamie Gilbert there. So Jamie is whistled for the travel there. The fourth Patriot turnover. 4-0, Hastings High. 5:32 to go in the first quarter. Petzold to Van Brocklin. Marika into the offensive zone for Hastings High. Gives it up to Mays. Zoe with it to the left baseline. Runs that baseline, puts up the shot short, but Mays fouled again. Zoe working it inside tonight, getting fouled there. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Kimmy Gilbert picks up the foul. That is her first. Mays will shoot two. She's one out of two from the line. First free throw up by Mays is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net there. She has two. The Tigers have five, and it's 5-0. And a quick timeout going to be called here by Tim Marker of Adams Central. So we'll take a timeout. 5:20 to go first quarter. Hastings High has jumped out to a 5-0 lead. We're back in 30 seconds.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, in the early stages of this game, Hastings High doing to the Patriots what Grand Island Central Catholic did last Saturday, pressuring the person with the basketball, in this case Emily Boniface, with a taller person, Zoe Mays, disrupting the offense. On the offensive end for the Tigers, they've been attacking the basket like Central Catholic did, working against this Patriot defense. Second free throw here is no good. They battle for it as Paige Kennedy's in the basketball game. For the Tigers, she's tied up by Jamie Gilbert. It'll be Patriot ball on the alternate possession. So one out of two again for Zoe Mays from the line. It's 5-0 Patriots. First substitution for Adams Central is going to be Carly Bostock, the 5'10 freshman. And going out, it's going to be Jamie Gilbert. Britton Thomas will check back in. Ellen Foot out. So Thomas gets a bit of a rest. Played the first couple of minutes. Again, trying to get over an Achilles problem. We'll play kind of in spurts, a couple minutes at a time, we were told tonight. So Patriot basketball, Boniface front court. Patriots trying to dent that scoreboard. Top of the key to Bostock, right side to Johnson. Georgie with it, down to Boniface. 18-footer by Emily is going to bounce around and off, no good. And trying to save it to the Tigers. They cannot do it. It's off the Tiger. And it'll be Adams Central throwing the basketball into the left of their basket. On the end line, Boniface will play it in, does to Johnson. To Raider, Kaylee with it, to Boniface. Now between the rings to Cheyenne Gotts, she calls out a play against this man-to-man Tiger defense. Boniface for three from the wing, in the air, rolls off, no good. The rebound by Marika Van Brocklin of Hastings High. 4:38 to go, first quarter, 5-0 Tigers. And front court now, Van Brocklin passes to Mays. Zoe with the basketball. On the left wing to the baseline, cut off there, back to Marika Van Brocklin. To Nagy, right side to Paige Kennedy. They look inside, they find Britton Thomas. He turns and passes to Van Brocklin, left open for three. No good. Long rebound to Zoe Mays, tries to save it. She can't. It'll be Patriot basketball. So they got it inside to the 6'3 Thomas. The Patriots converged on her. She passed it out to Van Brocklin, who took the three. It was off the mark and went out of bounds. And it'll be Patriot basketball. And here they come on offense, still looking for the first points of the evening. Gotts with the basketball, lost it. Nagy with the quick hands there, forces the turnover. The fifth from the Tigers, and Mel Nagy with the steal ahead to Van Brocklin. Riga to the free throw line, back to Mays. Zoe with it. Underneath to Thomas, turns, puts up an 8-footer, going to be off there, no good. Fight for it on the baseline, it goes to the floor. The Tigers try to control it, and they're tied up on the play. Britton Thomas on the floor, tied up by the Patriots. And we got some new players, we got six new ones checking in. Sydney Niemeyer, who normally starts, has been ill this week. She gets her first action. She is okay to play tonight. She's in there. Sydney Bernasic also checks in. Brianna Shook and Anna Queen. So the Patriots get four new ones in there. Pass underneath the Mays in the inbounds play. Shot up and good by Zoe, and she's fouled in the play. Zoe Mays with her fourth point. It's 7-0 in favor of the Tigers. Sydney Bernasic picks up the foul, and Zoe Mays back to the free throw line. She's 2 out of 4 from there. She scored 4 points. So Mays will try the free throw here. It's up for the three-point play. Off there, no good. Long rebound grabbed by Anna Queen. Front court pass to Bernasic. Sydney with it. As the freshman, Alex Schmidt, is in the game for Hastings High. Shook for three from the wing. In and out of there, no good. Queen goes for the rebound and a whistle. And a foul going to be called on Hastings High. Marika Van Brocklin picks up that foul as she tried to get that basketball away from the Patriots. Mel Nagy in, first rest for Zoe Mays. Alex Schmidt, who's been having injury problems. The 5'2 freshman is in the game for Hastings High. Niemeyer puts up the shot off the inbounds play. No good. Britton Thomas with the rebound. Still 7-0 in favor of Hastings High. 3:26 to go in the first quarter. Schmidt, the freshman, across the timeline for Hastings High. Inside to Petzl. She's at the baseline. Puts up the shot. Going to be partially deflected by Bostock. Petzl gets her own rebound. Shot up. No good. Thomas with the rebound. Her shot rolls off. Petzl with the offensive rebound. She hits the floor. And she was helped to the floor by a Patriot foul there. And Bailey Petzl to the line to shoot two for Hastings High. Foul called on Adam Central, Sydney Bernasek. So Sydney off the bench, she's committed two fouls. And Bailey Petzl to the line to shoot a pair for the Tigers. First free throw off, no good. Tigers have already thrown up six free throws. They've only made two. Petzl misses the first one there. She'll shoot the second. Second one up, and this one's going to be out of there. No good. Sydney Niemeyer with the rebound for the Patriots. Long Bernasek behind the defense will put up the shot. Rolls off there, no good. Thomas with the rebound. Thomas to Alex Schmidt. The Patriots miss one from close range there. Petzl, 15-footer, going to be an air ball. Thomas with the rebound. Britton back out to Marika Van Brocklin. Top of the key. Nagy will take the three in the air. In the hole, Mel Nagy for three. Three-point field goal there, and it's 10-0, Hastings High. The Tigers throwing the shutout, and they have 10. None to answer to start this game. Tipped away by Schmidt and the turnover on the Patriots. Another steal for the Hastings High Tigers. Nagy into the scoring zone all the way to the free throw line. Back out Van Brocklin for three. Going to be short. No good. A little too far there for Marika. Rebound Bostock for Adams Central. Bostock to Shook. Brianna Shook with the ball. The Patriots trying to dent that scoreboard for the first time with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Bernasek now to Queen. Back to Bernasek. Sydney with it. Bounce pass to Shook. Brianna with it. Bounce pass to Niemeyer. Sydney heads for the hoop, puts on a shot blocked by Britton Thomas, but a foul on Britton Thomas. Sydney Niemeyer will go to the line to shoot two. Davis, 6'3". That is a tall player. Girls high school basketball. Britton with the block there, but also with some contact and the foul. Niemeyer makes the free throw, makes it 10-1. First point of the game for the Patriots at the 2:07 mark of the first quarter. Emily Boniface, Kaylee Rader back in for Adams Central and Georgie Johnson. Niemeyer and Shook also on the floor. Niemeyer will attempt the second free throw. It's up. Makes them both. 10-2. Two free throws by Niemeyer. The first points of the game for Adams Central. 10-2. Front court. It's Alex Schmidt. Pass underneath Allen Foote, who's back in there. Shot short. No good. Foot in and Britton Thomas out. Patriots get the rebound there, and there's a foul in the backcourt on the Tigers. Mel Nagy, too much pressure there by Nagy, non-shooting situation. Adam Central has committed five fouls, only three on the Tigers. 1:57 to go first quarter. It's 10-2, Tigers over the Patriots in our first of two tonight. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM, that's 94.5. Emily Boniface, front court for Adams Central to Shook. Brianna puts up a 13-footer, rolls off there, no good. Petzl with the rebound for Hastings High. Bailey gets it out of there to Zoe Mays, who's back in for the Tigers. Mays across the timeline into the offensive zone, heads for the hoop, puts up a runner from five, going to be short, tipped around. Grabbed by Emily Boniface of Adams Central. Boniface in the backcourt, a pass, bounce pass to Brianna Shook, and Brianna into the scoring zone for Adams Central. Deep on the left wing to Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer looks inside, lobs a pass inside to Boniface. Back out to Rader for three in the air. Off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound Shook for Adams Central. In the lane, Brianna drives, puts up the shot and scores. Brianna Shook with the field goal, the first field goal for Adams Central. It's 10-4, Hastings High. Mays front court for the Tigers. Zoe Withard works in the lane and a whistle. And as Zoe headed for the hoop, she was fouled in the play. Adams Central, sixth team foul. Brianna Shook picks up that foul. As Jamie Gilbert and Cheyenne Gotch, two starters tonight for the Patriots, check in. Brianna Shook goes out. Sydney Niemeyer goes out. 1:01 to go first quarter. It's 10-4, Tigers. The Patriots have scored the last four. Inbounded to Petzold in the lane. Puts up the shot. Rolls off there. No good. Billy Petzold getting free there. Gets the basketball on the baseline. Pass to Mays. Shot up short. Zoe foul in the play. Another foul on Adams Central. Patriots have committed their seventh. This will be a two-shot situation for Zoe Mays, who's already thrown up four free throws. Jamie Gilbert picks up her second. The Tigers have Bernasic and Gilbert with two. And Mays to the line to shoot two more for the Tigers. So he scored four. Free throw up and good. She has five. 11-4 in favor of the Tigers. Paige Kennedy in for the Tigers. And the first appearance by the sophomore, 5'8", Maddie Stokes. Ellen Foote will sit down. Bailey Petzold will sit down. Carly Bostock back in, and Jamie Gilbert with two fouls will sit down for Adams Central. May's second free throw, in and out, no good. Georgie Johnson with the rebound to Boniface. 11-4, Hastings High. Emily Boniface drives all the way, puts up the scoop shot, going to be short, no good. The rebound in the back court there by Alex Schmidt. Schmidt to Nagy for Hastings High. 40 seconds to go. There's a steal by Emily Boniface. Steal there by Boniface. She heads for the hoop. Puts up the shot with the left hand. No good. Mays with the rebound for Hastings High. Tigers run to our left. Front court, it's Mays all the way into the lane. Pass over to Kennedy. Going to be too strong for her and out of bounds. And the Tigers turn it over to the Patriots. Third turnover on the Tigers. Six for Adams Central. 26 seconds to go. First quarters. These teams getting up and down the floor here. Hastings High with the 11-4 lead. They scored the first 10 before the Patriots got on the scoreboard. Cheyenne Gotch front court to Boniface. Emily with it. Inside. Left to the free throw line. Right to the free throw line. Out of Raider for three shot. Going to be short. Rebound Mays with 9 seconds to go. Nagy will hurry it into the front court for the Tigers with 6. 5 seconds to go. Schmidt left-handed three in the air. It's going to be short, but a travel before the shot on Alex Schmidt. The fourth turnover on the Tigers, 3.7 seconds to go. Adams Central will have to come up just about the length of the floor. 3.7 seconds to go. Marika Van Brocklin in for the Tigers. Inbounded to Gotch. She gets to the timeline with one. Will throw it up on the run from about 35 feet. Just short and no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. After one, Hastings High 11. Adams Central 4. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We played one quarter of our girls' contest here tonight between Adams Central and Hastings High in our first up two for you this evening. Here from the Hastings High gym, after one quarter, the Adams Central girls trailing the Hastings High girls. It's the Tigers 11, the Patriots 4. Hastings High jumped out to a 10-0 lead in this ball game. They get a 3 from Mel Nagy, a 3 from Bailey Petzold, 4 points from Zoe Mays. They had a 10-0 lead. The Patriots don't get their first points until the 2:07 mark of the first quarter. Sydney Niemeyer makes two free throws. It was 10-2. The Patriots got the next field goal, made it 10-4. A Mays free throw late in the first quarter made it 11-4. Tigers after one, and Zoe has five to lead the way for the Tigers. Unofficially, Patriots 6 turnovers, Hastings High 4. Hastings High will be on defense. Patriots basketball, Georgie Johnson, Emily Boniface, Carly Bostock, Cheyenne Gotch, Kaylee Rader for Adams Central, Britton Thomas, Bailey Petzold, Zoe Mays, Mel Nagy, and Marika Van Brocklin for the Tigers. Patriot basketball. Pass by underneath to Raider, puts up a shot on the run, going to be no good, and nice assist there by Gotch. They battle for it on the baseline. It's off the Patriot and out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. The Raider shot just rolled off. Got a nice feed there from Cheyenne Gotch, but would not go down for the Adams Central player there, Kaylee Raider. Tiger basketball in the front court. Mel Nagy with it. Right of the free throw now. Out to Marika Van Brocklin. She gets a screen into the lane, and she's fouled in the play. Cheyenne Gotch with the foul. The Patriots are over the limit. That's already the eighth team foul, so the Tigers are going to shoot free throws the rest of the way. They've already thrown up eight. They're 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Marika Van Brocklin 1-1 here. Marika has not scored. She eyes the first. Free throw up, going to be off. No good. Rebound Bailey Petzold. Petzold gets in there and gets the rebound. She's then tied up by Georgie Johnson, and it stays with the Tigers. Brianna Shook will come in. Sydney Niemeyer will come in for Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch with two fouls goes out. Georgie Johnson will hit the bench also for the Patriots. 11-4 Tigers. They'll play it in. Zoe Mays will throw it in for Hastings High. Does to Britton Thomas. Thomas down to Nagy. Mel with the basketball. Defense by Boniface to Zoe Mays. Mays for the Tigers. Behind the three-point arc on the left wing. To Petzl. Top of the key. They'll give her the three. In and out. No good. A battle for it on the baseline. Out of bounds off of a Patriot. It'll stay with the Tigers. Neither team could get a hold of that one. And it's off the Patriots, and it'll be Mays throwing it in for the Tigers. So he does to Van Brocklin, to the baseline to Mays. She's left alone from 13, going to be off there, no good. Emily Boniface with the carom for the Patriots. Front court is Emily on the dribble. Boniface inside the lane, bounce pass to Bostock. Carly's trapped underneath the, almost underneath the basket, gets it back out to Shook to Boniface for three. In the air, off the backboard, no good. The rebound, Nagy. Tigers will run to our left. Nagy into the scoring zone for Hastings High. Pass underneath is going to be deflected by Niemeyer, run down by Van Brocklin to Mays for the Tigers. They control the basketball with the 11-4 lead. No scoring yet in this second quarter. Right side to Van Brocklin to Nagy. Patriots have gone into a zone defense in this second quarter play. Nagy for three in the air is going to be off there, no good. The rebound by Carly Bostock. Patriots in a zone this second quarter play. Don't see that too often from the Patriots. Tigers have been aggressive to the basket. Patriots change up their defense in the second quarter. There's a pass deflected and picked up there by Nagy. The Patriots turn it over for the seventh time. Van Brocklin front court for Hastings High. Bounce past the Petzl on the baseline. Maybe we'll put up a 10-footer. No good, but she's going to be fouled. That was partially deflected, but Petzl fouled on the play. The Patriots pick up the foul. Foul call in Sydney Niemeyer. That's her first. This will be a two-shot situation for Bailey Petzl. Bailey has 3 points on a three-point field goal. She's 0 out of 2 from the line. We'll throw up a couple more here. First one up and good. That's the 10th free throw for Hastings High. Adam Central's 2 out of 2 from the line. 12-4 Tigers. And a queen comes in for Adam Central in the first appearance by the freshman 5'4 Brittany Wiseman for Adam Central. Bailey Petzl will throw up the second free throw. Made the first. She has 4 points. Second free throw up. Going to be off there. No good. Bostock rebounds for the Patriots to Wiseman. So a couple of freshmen on the floor. Hastings High, Alex Schmidt, the freshman, has played for Hastings High School. The Patriots with two freshmen out there now. Shook with the basketball in the lane. Bounce pass to Queen. She will drive, put up the left-handed shot, and score. And a Queen with the field goal and a whistle. And we got a Tiger down, away from the basketball, away from the play. After that field goal, the whistle blown immediately as the Tiger out of the play. I believe Marika Van Brocklin. He's on near the Tiger bench, sitting up, but she wasn't even involved in that play. Something behind the play there. Marika up now and to the bench. Seems to be okay. Might have just gotten it. Exactly what. She's okay. Got to the bench on her own there fine. She does have to sit down, and Bailey Christie, a 5'3 junior, makes her first appearance for the Tigers. Well, Queen made the field goal. It's 12-6, Hastings High. 5:52 to go, and Brocklin seems to be okay. They're kind of checking out her left arm and left wrist area. Mays front court will drive all the way to the hoop, puts up the shot sharp, but Zoe Mays fouled in the play. The Tigers under pretty strict instructions. Let's head for the hoop tonight, Petzold and Mays, and they're forcing the Patriots into a lot of fouls here tonight. Foul calling Carly Bostock. That's her first. Zoe Mays back to the line, makes the first. 6 for Zoe. This is the fourth time Zoe has been to the line to shoot 2 free throws. There's 1 field goal, 4 free throws made, 6 points. Second free throw by Zoe is in the air, and it is going to be short. No good. She's made 1 out of 2 each time. Offensive rebound. Petzold, her shot up, no good. She's fouled on the play. Bailey Petzold will go to the line to shoot 2. Sydney Niemeyer picks up her second foul. The way things are going, good thing the Patriots play a lot of players because they've got, they're over the 10-foul limit right now. Petzold will shoot 2. Petzold and Mays making a living at the line. Bailey has 5. She's made 2 free throws. Zoe Mays has made 4. The first one there by Petzold is good. It's 14-6. Georgie Johnson in. Sydney Niemeyer with 2 fouls will go out for the Patriots. Bailey Petzold. This will be the 15th free throw by the Tigers already in the game. Missing the second is Petzl, the rebound to Anna Queen. Queen front court long. Behind the defense is Georgie Johnson. She will get inside the lane, has to get it back out to Shook. Brianna will drive, put up the left-handed shot. Rolls off there, no good. A battle for it, and Mays comes out of there with it for the Tigers. 14-6, Hastings High, 5:25 to go in the first half of play. Mays to Nagy. Patriots now back into a man-to-man defense. Nagy to Bailey Christie, and a queen with the defense there to Mays, top of the key. Left side to Petzl, takes the three from there. In the hole, Bailey Petzl for three. She has eight in the game, and it's 17-6. The Tigers with their biggest lead of the night have 11 points. They jumped out to a 10-0 lead. It's now 11. It's 17-6. Driving for the hoop is Queen. Puts up the shot blocked by Britton Thomas, who's checked back in. Grabbed there by Nagy. Mel Nagy with the basketball in the backcourt. Tipped away from her. The steal by Anna Queen. She will drive. Shoot and score. Queen with the steal and score. She has scored four, and it's 17-8. Pressure in the backcourt by the Patriots. Get the steal the last time. Now Mays into the front court to the free throw line. Tipped away from her, and it goes out of bounds. It stays with the Tigers. Cheyenne Gotch back in for Adams Central. Alex Schmidt off the Hastings high bench. We may set a record in the number of substitutions in this game tonight. 4:31 still to go. Only three team fouls on the Patriots. 10. Three team fouls on the Tigers, 10 on the Patriots. Bailey Christie inside the lane, has no shot there. Back out for Alex Schmidt for three, going to be well short, no good. Off a Tiger and out of bounds. It'll be basketball to the Patriots. 4:23 to go before halftime. 17-8, Hastings High. Front court, Cheyenne Gotch for the red, white, and blue of Adams Central to Queen. Anna with it. Into the lane, tipped away, but a foul going to be called. A hold there on the Tigers, Alex Schmidt. Jamie Gilbert comes back in for Georgie Johnson for the Patriots. Marika Van Brocklin back in. She is okay after taking that spill earlier in the quarter. Zoe Mays goes out. Patriots inbound on the non-shooting foul situation. Brittany Wiseman with it for Adams Central. Wiseman now to Gotch. Inside to Gilbert. Works against Thomas. Puts up the turnaround shot. Going to be no good. Battle for it on the baseline. Queen saves it for Adams Central to Raider. Raider across the baseline, back out to Cheyenne Gotch. She fakes, goes to her right, puts up an 18-footer. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Cheyenne Gotch with a nice move to her right. Scores there, 17-10, Tigers. Front court, Alex Schmidt for the Tigers. To the free throw line, loops the pass inside to Thomas. It's deflected, but Thomas gets the ball, shoots. Foul in the play, and Britton Thomas will go to the line to shoot two. Cheyenne Gotch picks up her third, so the starter and leading scorer for the Patriots. Cheyenne Gotch with three fouls. 3:43 still to play. Second quarter, and Britton Thomas to the line to shoot two. Free throw up, and it's going to be rolling off. No good. 17 free throws already for Hastings High. This will be number 18, Britton Thomas. Shoot her second. Missed the first. Zoe Mays back in. Bailey Petzl goes out for the Tigers. Britton Thomas, second free throw. The 6'3 senior is up, and this one's off. No good. Offensive rebound, Mays. She drives, puts up the shot. Short, no good. Thomas grabs the rebound. Drives, puts up the shot. Off, no good. Another battle for it. Goes to Van Brocklin for Hastings High. And Brocklin gets it back out to Schmidt. To Christie for three. Short, no good. Offensive rebound in the basket. Rolls off there. No good by Zoe Mays, but she's fouled in the play. And Mays to the line to shoot two. And another Tiger on the floor, and it's Britton Thomas. Now, Britton, as you know, Achilles problem, did not play last Friday, playing at a couple of minutes of a spurt here, and she is basically sitting on the floor right now. So, let's see if Britton Thomas has aggravated that Achilles or if it's something else here. Being helped up now. And it looks like very gingerly on the left leg, and I think that's the problem side there. So Britton might have aggravated that Achilles problem, and she's being escorted. She's going to be taken to the locker room or somewhere to get a little more medical assistance there. So we'll see if we can get an update on that. Meanwhile, the Tigers come out. They go to the free throw line. Paige Kennedy in, so Britton Thomas off the floor and out of the gymnasium area. See if that Achilles was aggravated. Zoe Mays shooting two more free throws off, no good. Tigers been to the line a lot, but they've missed a lot of free throws too. We'll have those numbers for you halftime. Still 3:27 to go in this long, long second quarter. 17-10, Hastings High lead. Second free throw by Mays is good. Tigers pounding the offensive board, getting to the free throw line a lot in this first half. They lead now 18-10. Let's go with the Niemeyer front court, puts up a 12-footer, rolls are all off there, no good. A bound for Christie, comes out of there with it for Hastings High. Bailey Christie runs to our left here. Christie into the scoring zone, cut off by Anna Queen. Out of Van Brocklin, eyed the three but didn't take it. Top of the key to Mays, right side to Schmidt. Alex with it. Back to Mays between the rings, and the Tigers will slow it up here, leading by eight with 2:58 to go in period number two. Mays now pass deflected out of bounds, and the officials say it was not touched by a Patriot. A turnover on the Tigers, their sixth. Adams Central basketball with 2:55 to go. Niemeyer inbounds to Boniface, and the Patriots down by eight will try to get within six or five here on this offensive possession. Emily Boniface now to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman for the Patriots. Gives it up on the wing to Niemeyer. Sidney with it. One dribble, lost control of the ball out of bounds. Just playing out of her hands and out of bounds. Turnover Patriots. Maddie Stokes in for her first appearance this quarter for Hastings High. Stokes in, Bailey Christie out. Tiger basketball after the Patriots turnover. Alex Schmidt to Mays. Zoe will get it into the offensive zone for Hastings High School. To Marika Van Brocklin on the right wing. She gets a screen but has no shot. Patriots man-to-man defense here. To Schmidt. And a whistle, and trying to get around a screen is Emily Boniface. Can't quite do that, and Boniface has to foul. And the Tigers will go back to the free throw line to shoot two there. Patriots over the 10 foul limit. Been over that for a couple of minutes, and to the free throw line will be Alex Schmidt to shoot two. 18-10, Tigers over the Patriots. 2:20 to go in period number two. Free throw up and good. Alex Schmidt makes her first free throw. And it's 19-10. 12 fouls on the Patriots this half. Second free throw. Bottom of the net. Schmidt makes them both. 20-10. Tigers by 10. They've led by as many as 11. 2:15 in the first half. Boniface in the lane. Puts up a left-handed shot. Going to be off there. No good. Tied up in the backcourt. Boniface ties up. Marika Van Brocklin altered the possession on the jump ball. It will be Adams Central basketball, so that will go down as a turnover, a TO on the Tigers. Sydney Bernasic comes in. Kaylee Rader, Jamie Gilbert for Adams Central. Boniface and Niemeyer stay on the floor. Gilbert gets the inbounds pass for the Lady Patriots to Kaylee Rader on the left wing with the ball. Cross courts it to Boniface, top of the key to Bernasic. Bernasic, Sydney with it now to Boniface. Bounce pass to Gilbert. Jamie heads for the hoop, has her pocket pick there. Steal there by Alex Schmidt. Schmidt drives it into the front court, passes, shot underneath by Stokes is no good. It rolls out of bounds off of Patriots, stays with the Tigers with 1:47 to go in the second quarter. 20-10, Hastings High in the lead. Tigers will play it in here. Zoe Mays to toss it in. Does long to Van Brocklin. Will take the shot from there. Rolls off, no good for three. The rebound, Bernasic. She's fouled in the back court by the Tigers' Maddie Stokes. 15 foul on the Tigers, so Adams Central will throw the ball in. Georgie Johnson, Carly Bostock in for Adams Central, and Tim Marker wants and gets a timeout from the Adams Central bench, so we'll take one. 1:43 to go in the second quarter. Hastings High 20, Adams Central 10. We're back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Adams Central basketball trailing Hastings High 20-10 with 1:43 to go before halftime. Boniface for Adams Central across the timeline into the scoring zone to our right here at Hastings High. Boniface there guarded closely by Alex Schmidt. Boniface now to Johnson. Off her leg, but it goes to Rader. Back to Johnson. Top of the key pass to Bernasic. Sidney with it to the baseline. Has no shot, though, to Rader. Kaylee with it for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Johnson, 12-footer up. Going to be short, no good. It's not touched by the Tigers. It will be the Tiger basketball. Ball caught nothing but air there and goes out of bounds, and it'll be the Tigers coming the length of the floor. With 1:13, the clock runs in the first half. Zoe Mays slowly now into the front court for Hastings High School. So they go 1-on-4, spread the floor, and let Mays work inside. Gets into the lane, puts up a 12-footer. Off there, no good. The rebound to Georgie Johnson. Tied up by Mays, but they have no tie-up called, and Johnson comes out of there with it. Georgie Johnson to Boniface in the backcourt. Boniface tied up now in the play by Alex Schmidt. And the turnover on the Patriots as this alternate possession goes to Hastings High. The Patriots, as they had last Saturday, having problems getting the ball across the timeline against a little pressure defense. That was a one-on-one pressure there, and a good defense there by Alex Schmidt. Stokes goes out, Alec, and Bailey Petzold back in for Hastings High. Tiger basketball up 20-10. We're under 50 seconds to go. Mays in the lane. 13-footer is good by Zoe Mays. That's 9 for Mays. 22-10, biggest lead of the game. Bernasic for 3 from the wing. Off there, no good. The rebound goes in the far corner, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball with 33 seconds to go. 22-10, Hastings High with their largest lead of the first half. And a queen back in for Emily Boniface for Adams Central. It will be Tiger basketball. They'll slow it up here. Looks like they may go for the last shot of the half. Maybe not. Again, this is 1-on-4 situation. Mays drives the basketball. Now passes back out to Van Brocklin. To Schmidt. Right side to Mays. 15 seconds to go before halftime. Zoe gets a screen. Left to the free throw line of Van Brocklin. Van Brocklin to the top of the key. To Alex Schmidt with 6 seconds to go. To Petzold, she'll take the three. It's going to be well short. No good. Mays tries to save it. She does on the baseline. There's a shot up no good by Van Brocklin, and the Patriots grab the ball, and that's the end of the third half. Hastings High with their largest lead of the evening here at halftime. The score after the first 16 minutes, Hastings High 22, Adams Central 10. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Outlet. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Hastings High Gym. We're at halftime of our first of two tonight, Hastings High and Adams Central in this city matchup. The girls' game at halftime, it's Hastings High 22, Adams Central 10, the largest lead of the evening for the Hastings High Tigers, 12 here at halftime. This is the Allen's halftime show tonight here on The Breeze. Allen's. So You Get More Superstore, our sponsor of the halftime program here this evening. Allen's on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Hastings High jumps out to a 10-0 lead in this basketball game. The first 10 points scored by the Tigers in that first quarter. Adams Central doesn't get on the board until the 2:07 mark of the first quarter on two free throws by Sidney Niemeyer. Patriots scored on a field goal by Brianna Shook. It was 10-4. Zoe May's free throw made it 11-4 Tigers after the first quarter. It was then 12-4 Tigers in the second quarter. The Patriots made it 12-6. It went up to 17-6. The Tigers had an 11-point lead with 5:05 to go, 17-6. Patriots scored the next four. It was 17-10. And the Tigers scored the last five of the first half and go up 22-10, their largest lead of the evening. The Tigers by 12 here at halftime. Hastings High has thrown the ball up from the free throw line 23 times in the game. They've been very aggressive to the hoop. The Adams Central interior defense has been forced to foul. The Tigers are 9 out of 23 from the free throw line. Adams Central has shot two free throws in the game. The Tigers have been to the free throw line 23 times. They made 9. They were 6 out of 15 in that second quarter of play. 11 points in each quarter for Hastings High. They have 22 here at halftime. Adams Central has 2 out of 2 from the line. The Patriots with 4 field goals. They have 10 points in the first half. Again, struggling offensively tonight are the Patriots, and they trail by 12 here at halftime. A score of 22-10 in favor of Hastings High here at halftime. We're going to take another timeout. When we return, we'll have some more halftime information for you. Run down the scoring after this two-minute timeout.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is Hastings High 22, Adams Central 10 in the girls' game here tonight at the Tiger Den. The scoring in the first half for Hastings High, Zoe Mays and Bailey Petzold leading the way. Zoe Mays with 5 first-quarter points, 4 in the second. She has 9 in the contest. Zoe's been to the free-throw line 12 times in that first half. She made 5 of those, and 2 field goals, 9 for Zoe May. Bailey Petzold with a couple of three-point field goals and a couple of free throws. She has 8 points in the first half, a three-point field goal for Mel Nagy, and 2 free throws for Alex Schmidt, completing the scoring for the Tigers. 9 for Mays, 8 for Petzold, 3 for Nagy, and 2 for Alex Schmidt. 22 first-half points for Hastings High, 9 out of 23 from the free-throw line, 7 turnovers on the Tigers. For Adams Central, Anna Queen with 2 second-quarter field goals. She has 4 and 2 points apiece for Sidney Niemeyer, Cheyenne Gotch, and Brianna Shook. For Adams Central, the Patriots 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 10 first-half points, and 10 first-half turnovers on the Patriots. Hastings High 22 and Adams Central 10 here at halftime. St. Cecilia teams are beginning their competition in the Centennial Conference Tournament tonight over Chapman Gym. It's a home doubleheader for Hastings St. Cecilia. The girls' games played through three quarters. St. Cecilia all over Lincoln Christian. After three, St. Cecilia 53, Lincoln Christian 22. So the Hawkettes well on their way to the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. That'll be Thursday night against Columbus SCOTUS, and that will be at Lincoln Christian at 6 o'clock this coming Thursday night. St. Cecilia well on its way with a big lead after three. That boys' game to follow there. Those games can be heard on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS Radio here in Hastings. The next action for the Adams Central girls team is going to be next Monday night as the Patriots girls and boys begin play next week and continue play next week at the Lou Platt Conference tournament. Tournament time for a lot of the teams, conference tournaments, and the Lou Platt is next week, and the Adams Central girls, the seventh seed in the tournament, will be hosting the number 10 seed Gibbon. That'll be next Monday night, 7 o'clock at Adams Central's gym. Adams Central and Gibbon girls will go at it. The winner there will take on the number 2 seed Ravenna next Tuesday at Ravenna. The next action for the Hastings High girls is going to be next Tuesday night. The Tigers, along with the Tiger boys, will be taking on Kearney. That'll be always a good shootout. Hastings and Kearney next Tuesday right back here at the Tiger Gym. So no action this weekend for the Hastings High basketball teams. We should also mention that the actual next action for the Adams Central teams is at Lexington this Thursday night. They'll be at Lexington Thursday, girls-boys doubleheader. Then the conference tournament next week. The girls will play Monday. The Adams Central boys do not have to play until next Tuesday in that Lou Platt conference tournament. We got a lot more action here for you tonight. We're at halftime of the girls' game with the score. Hastings High 22, Adams Central 10. We'll take a final timeout of this first half. This has been the Allen's Halftime Show, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, Allen's on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the third quarter play-by-play after this two-minute timeout.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second half underway. The first shot of the second half by Kaylee Rader is going to be an air ball, no good, out of bounds, as Adams Central had first possession. Kaylee Rader, Sydney Niemeyer, Georgie Johnson, Emily Boniface, and Cheyenne Gotch for the Patriots. Mel Nagy, Zoe Mays, Marika Van Brocklin, Britton Thomas. Britton back, seems to be okay. And Benny Petzl shot inside, no good by the Tigers. At battle for it inside the lane. A couple players hit the deck, a jump ball called. It will stay, alternate possession with the Tigers. So Britton Thomas has been battling, as we said, Achilles problem, left the gymnasium area late in the second quarter. She might have aggravated that, but she seems to be okay now. She's back on the floor to start this third quarter. Inbound it to Nagy. Tiger basketball underneath to Mays. Double team there. Shot put up. It'll go down for Zoe Mays. 11 for Mays. Around a double team, almost a triple team there. And Mays got the shot up, and it goes down 24-10. Tigers increase to their largest lead of 14. Patriots shoot at the basket to our left here. Niemeyer has the ball in the scoring zone now to Cheyenne Gotch at the top of the key. Patriots just struggled offensively in some games this year, and this is one of them. There's a pass off the hands of Niemeyer, run down by Raider to Gotch. Cheyenne on the near sideline has the basketball. Dribbles it now between the rings, still with the dribble. Bounce pass to Boniface. She heads for the hoop, puts up a runner, goes down. Nice drive to the hoop. Emily Boniface with the field goal, 24-12. Tigers by a dozen. Front court, Marika Van Brocklin for Hastings High. Tigers try to get their second win of the year. The Patriots, their fourth. Both teams on four-game losing streaks, so the streak is going to be broken. There's a foul by the Tigers, by the Patriots, Kaylee Raider on Bailey Petzold. Non-shooting situation. First on Raider, first of the second half. 6:32 to go, third quarter. Hastings 24. Tigers, Patriots have 12. Zoe Mays with the basketball for the Tigers in the scoring zone here. Inside to Britton Thomas, heads for the hoop, shot up and good. Britton Thomas turns and scores. Her first field goal, two for Thomas, 26-12. Gotch at front court for three, going to be off the iron, no good. Thomas with the rebound for the Tigers. Tanegi tipped away from her and grabbed by Gotch, turnover there on Hastings High. Gotch back out to Boniface. Back out to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch inside the lane, spins there, lost control of the ball. They go to the floor. Jump ball called. It will go to the Tigers, so the Patriots will be given a turnover there. That's 11 on Adams Central, 8 on the Tigers in the game. 26-12, Hastings High with the lead. 5:58 to go in this third quarter. Now it's going to be Patriot basketball, so that jump ball, they've changed that. It's actual possession for the Patriots, so Adam Central retains possession, so ball not turned over to the Tigers. Johnson with the inbounds pass. Back out to Gotch. Cheyenne with it for Adam Central. Into the lane. Stops and pops from 12, and it goes down for Cheyenne Gotch, her second field goal. 26-14, Tigers by 12. Pressure in the backcourt by Adam Central. Pass to the timeline to Britton Thomas. Thomas to Mays. Zoe front court inside the lane. To Petzold for three from the wing. Off there, no good. Niemeyer rebound for Adam Central to Boniface. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 26-14 Tigers. Boniface to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Raider. Back out to Boniface. Top of the key to Gotch. Puts up the three. Going to be an air ball, no good. Raider tries to save it. She cannot. It'll be Tiger basketball. Carly Bostock in for Adam Central. Ellen Foote in for Hastings High. Georgie Johnson out for Adams Central. Britton Thomas out for Hastings High. Britton will get a rest here. Georgie Johnson will get a breather. Tiger basketball inbounded Mays to Nagy. Back to Zoe Mays. Across the timeline is Zoe to the free throw line. Right of it. Didn't lose control of the ball, but lost control of the dribble. And traveling on the Tigers. So we got there and out there in the proverbial no man's land and traveled with the basketball. Boniface now to Gotch for Adams Central into the scoring zone. 3 minutes gone, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Niemeyer in the lane, puts up the left-handed shot, no good. Rebound Van Brocklin of Hastings High to Mays. Zoe with it for the Tigers as the Tigers run to our right here. To Nagy, she will drive, put up the shot, no good, but Mel's hammered on the play. By the Patriots, looks like Carly Bostock. And Mel Nagy will go to the line to shoot two. Well, Melody, if you prefer. 5'3 junior Mel Nagy to the line to shoot two. Mel has a 3-point field goal in this game. Her first throws at the free throw line for the evening. Free throw up, off the front iron, no good. 26-14 Tigers. Ellen Foote comes in for Hastings High. For Adam Sindel, Brianna Shook, Brittany Wiseman, Anna Queen, and Jamie Gilbert. So four new ones join Carly Bostock for Adams Central. Flips out there with Ellen Foot out there. Second free throw is good by Mel Nagy. She makes one out of two, and it's 27-14. Tigers on defense there. They have Lily Petzold on the floor, Mel Nagy, Ellen Foot, Rika Van Brocken on the floor. There's Wiseman in the lane for Adams Central. Her shot up, no good, but Brittany's fouled in the play. And she will go to the line to shoot a pair for Adams Central. And we call on Marika Van Brocken, her second to the line to shoot two, the freshman Brittany Wiseman for Adams Central. 4:33 to go, third quarter. Free throw up by Wiseman is good, her first point. 27-15, Hastings tied by 12. And Greg Mays, Hastings Tigers coach, gets a timeout before the second free throw, so we'll take one. It's Hastings High, 27, Adams Central, 15. We are back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings High, 27, Adams Central, 15. Back to the free throw line to shoot her second is Brittany Wise, and Brittany is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line this season. The freshman will eye the second one here. It is up. It is going to be short, no good. And I guess we jinxed her, as we always say after that. Missed the second, 27-15. In fact, it was an air ball, and the Tigers will play it in. Pressure in the backcourt by the Patriots. Mays to Nagy, back to Zoe Mays into the front court. Stokes will put up a 17-footer, and it's good. Nothing but net there, Maddie. Stokes with the field goal, 29-15. Tigers get the 14-point lead once again. Front court, Brianna Shook. Left side to Wiseman. Brittany with it for Adams Central. Couple of dribbles, gives it up to Gilbert. Jamie with it. Still with the basketball. One left-handed dribble to Wiseman. Goes to her right. Loops a pass to Queen. Queen to Bostock. In the rings now to Shook. Brianna with it. 3:57. Clock runs third quarter. Shook to Wiseman. 18-footer by Wiseman's in the hole. Brittany Wiseman with her third point in a row here for the Patriots. And it's 29-17. Tigers by 12 points. Mays front court. Drives it. Dishes off now to Nagy. Tipped away from Urban. Mel grabs it back. Now the steal by Queen. Turnover Tigers. Long pass to Jamie Gilbert. She will drive. Put up the shot. Going to be short. No good. Gilbert hits the floor, and she was fouled in the play. And Jamie Gilbert to the line to shoot 2-4. Adams Central. With 3.5 minutes to go. Foul called on Bailey Petzl. Her first to the line to shoot 2 is the senior Jamie Gilbert. Jamie coming off the bench over at Central Catholic, a little bit of a bright spot in that loss the other night. She had 5. Banks in this first free throw, her first point. 29-18, Hastings High. Alex Schmidt comes in, Britton Thomas comes in, Paige Kennedy comes in for Hastings High. Ellen Foot, Mel Nagy, and Maddie Stokes sit down. So it's Petzl, Kennedy, Thomas, Zoe Mays back in there also, and Alex Schmidt for the Tigers. Gilbert's second free throw is going to be an air ball, no good. And it'll be the Tigers playing it in on the baseline. 29-18, Hastings High with the lead. It's been an even quarter, 8-7 Patriots in this quarter. The lead 11, Mays front court for Hastings High. Queen with the defense, Wiseman with the defense. There's an attempted steal by Brianna Shook. But she has to foul on the play, though. Couldn't quite get the steal and a foul on Shook. Non-shooting situation. Third team foul on Adams Central, 2 this half on the Tigers. And Bailey Christie will report in for the Tigers. Bailey Petzl will go out. A Bailey for a Bailey. And Zoe Mays plays it in to Alex Schmidt. Back to Zoe Mays. Zoe hits the deck here. Might have been tripped up a little bit. Then grabs her right knee. She's okay, I believe. It's up a little gimpy, but Zoe will be okay. Just hit the deck, but no whistle for a foul. And the Patriots get the ball. The Tigers turn it over there. Brittany Wiseman with it for Adam Central. Anna Queen right side to Brianna Shook inside to Gilbert. Jamie back out to Shook. Cross courts it to Anna Queen. She drives to the baseline. Puts up the runner. Blocked by Britton Thomas, but a foul called on the play. A block and a foul on Britton Thomas. So to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Anna Queen for Adams Central. 29-18 Hastings High. 2:52 to go in this third quarter. Anna Queen's first free throw is up and good. Hits the bottom of the net. She has five. 29-19. Lead down to 10. It's been up to 14, a 29-15. The Tigers have scored the last four. Queen's second free throw is off. No good. And no one can control on the baseline, and it stays with Adams Central off a Tiger. 29-19 with 2:50 to go. Maddie Edelman, a 5'10 junior, checks in. Her first appearance. Edelman in. Britton Thomas will go out for the Tigers. The Patriots throw it in. Shook does to Carly Bostock, who's back in. She lost control of the ball. Schmidt comes out of there with it. Steal there for Schmidt. Front court to Bailey Christie. Her shot up and good. Bailey Christie with her first field goal. And it's 31-19 in favor of Hastings High. Shook now to Queen. Queen heads for the hoop and a whistle. Foul on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation here. Anna Queen headed for the hoop. She was cut off there and fouled on the play by Alex Schmidt. Fourth team foul. Patriots play it in. 2:33 to go in the third quarter. 31-19 Tigers. Bounded to Bostock in the lane. 13-footer by Carly will roll around and off. No good. Offensive rebound by Anna Queen. Shot up. No good. Queen gets another rebound. Puts it up. She's fouled this time. And Anna Queen has played a pretty good ball game. A lot of enthusiasm and by Anna Queen. Fallon Bailey Christie, her first, and Anna Queen back to the line to shoot two more for the Patriots. Five off the bench for Queen. Throw up this first free throw. It is going to be up and off the front iron, no good. Bailey Petzl checks back in for the Tigers. Paige Kennedy goes out. So Anna Queen at the line to shoot the second free throw. 12-point Tiger lead. They've been in control since the get-go. Scored the first 10 of the game. Second free throw, no good. Petzl with the rebound. So Queen misses two there. And the Tigers have the ball. Front court, Schmidt knocked away by Queen in the steal there. By Anna Queen, front court. It's Wiseman, two on two. And then Brittany travels. Looking for someone to pass to. He was in the lane, had to travel. 12th turnover in the Patriots. 12 on Hastings High. 31-19 Tigers. Again, a 10-0 spurt to start it for the Tigers, and they have been in control. Led it 11-4 after the first quarter. From the wing for three, Christie will roll off there, no good. Tipped out to Brittany Wiseman, the freshman for the Patriots, into the scoring zone. Wiseman gives it up to Brianna Shook. 1:50 to go third quarter. To Queen on the left wing. Anna with it. Now between the rings on the dribble. Left side to Gilbert. Jamie with it as the Patriots work right in front of the Patriot bench and Coach Tim Marker to Bostock. Carly with it, holds high overhead. Left side pass to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman tipped away from her, but she gets it back to Shook. Brianna with it, 1:25 to go in the third. Anna Queen heads for the hoop. Anna shot a block by Edelman, but a whistle. And a foul going to be called on Maddie. Maddie Edelman picks up the foul. Again, Anna Queen. A lot of aggression to that hoop. Back to the line to shoot two more is going to be Anna Queen. Anna kind of taking a page out of the Zoe Mays, Bailey Petzl, heading for that hoop, forcing the other team to foul. Go to the free throw line to shoot two. Queen back there for her fifth and sixth tosses this quarter. Makes the first. That's six in the game for Queen. 31-20 is Kaylee Rader, Emily Boniface, Sydney Niemeyer, Georgie Johnson check in for the Patriots. Bostock, Gilbert, Wiseman, and Shook go out. Queen at the line to shoot the second free throw. 11-point Tiger lead. And a second in the air. Off there, no good. Petzl grabs the rebound for the Tigers to Zoe Mays in the backcourt. Zoe says, get out of my way, teammates. I'll bring this basketball down. She does against the defensive queen into the scoring zone and a foul on Anna Queen. 14 foul on the Patriots. Sydney Bernostic in. Anna Queen goes out for Adams Central.
Checking in for Adams Central, 23. Sydney,
Tigers inbound the basketball. Mays has it with 1:08 to go, an 11-point Tiger lead. Petzl. Shot put up for three by Schmidt is going to be off there. No good. A battle for it on the baseline. Edelman tries to save it. And she is fouled as she tries to do that. A foul going to be called on Adams Central. Maddie Edelman grabbing that basketball, and she was pushed on the play. Emily Boniface picks up the second. And Zoe Mays to play it in. Marika Van Brocklin, Bailey Christie out for Hastings High. Mays to throw it in for the Tigers. 59.9 seconds to go in the third quarter, 11-point Tiger lead. Mays inbounds to Van Brocklin. Back inside to Mays. He's on the baseline, puts up the shot, short. But Mays fouled again. Zoe knows what she wants to do. Head for that hoop. Force the defense to foul her. This will be the 14th and 15th free throw attempt for Zoe Mays. So Zoe has been headed for that hoop a lot tonight. Back on the free throw line right now. Makes the first. That's 12 for Mays. 32 for the Tigers. They lead by a dozen. 32 to 20. Edelman out, Paige Kennedy in for Hastings High. Zoe Mays to try the second free throw. Just three this quarter, 12 in the game. Second free throw up, and good by Mays. Makes them both. 33 to 20. The Tigers by 13 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Emily Boniface back out now to Bernosik. Sydney with it. 16-footer in the air off the backboard and rim. No good. Grabbed around and tipped there by Alex Schmidt and grabbed by Alex Schmidt for the Tigers. Schmidt, left-handed dribble, front court pass to Paige Kennedy. Heads for the hoop, puts up the shot. Rolls off there, no good. Long rebound comes out to Mays, right side to Kennedy. Back to Zoe Mays with 30 seconds to go, and the Tigers pull it out. Looks like Hastings High wants to hold for the final shot of this quarter. Mays near the timeline, still on the dribble. Gives it up to Alex Schmidt. Schmidt now to Mays with 15 seconds to go. Zoe still with it with eight. Loops a pass to Schmidt from the wing. Shot blocked there by Georgie Johnson. Schmidt gets it back. Long three from the wing. It's going to be well short. No good. That's the end of the third quarter. That was just a little too far for Alex to throw up there. And that's the end of the third quarter of play with the score. After three, Hastings High 33, Adams Central 20. We'll back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Blaine Bulis with you. We've played three quarters of this girls' game. Hastings High in control. They lead Adams Central 33-20 after three quarters of play. The Tigers outscore the Patriots 11-10 in that third quarter. In fact, the Tigers, here you go, for your stat sheet. The Tigers have scored 11 points in all three quarters of this game. So we played three, and the Tigers lead it by the score of 33-20. Tiger basketball has started. Britton Thomas back in to start this third quarter. Marika Van Brocklin, Bailey Petzold, Mel Nagy, and Zoe Mays. And Mays had the basketball and an offensive foul called on Mel Nagy. Mel commits the foul there. So that'll be a turnover on the Tigers. That's their 13th. The Patriots have 12. It's a 13-point lead. The offensive foul there on Eggy. Pass looped underneath the Boniface. Patriot basketball goes out of bounds off the Patriots. It'll be basketball to Hastings High. So the Patriots can't connect on that pass and turn it over. Down by 13, just underway in period number four. Hastings High scored the first 10 of the game. They've not been behind. Patriots have been only as close as 6 points since that point. It was 10-4 in the first quarter. Petzl, top of the key for three. Just out of there, no good. Mays tied up by Carly Bostock. So jump ball. It will go to Adams Central there on the alternate possession. Sidney Niemeyer's on the floor for the Patriots. Cheyenne Gotch, Emily Boniface, Kaylee Rader, and Carly Bostock. We're inside the first minute here of period number four. Hastings High 33-20. The boys game to follow here on the Breeze. KLIQ FM 94.5. Gotch on the left wing. Heads for the hoop. Puts up the shot. Going to be short. No good. Britton Thomas grabs the rebound. The 6'3 senior pulls that one down. He's played quite a bit in this game, trying to get over an Achilles problem. Mel Nagy with the basketball, puts up the shot, 17-footers. Good by Mel Nagy. She has six. 35-20. That's the biggest lead of the night. 15 for Hastings High. They lead it 35-20. Gotch front court to Bostock. To Kaylee Rader at the top of the key. Back out to Gotch. Cheyenne with it to the baseline. To Bostock. 16-footer in the air off the backboard and no good rebound. Emily Boniface shot up short. Tipped around in the lane. Grabbed by Gotch. Her 13-footer is no good. Grabbed by Zoe Mays. Mays for the Tigers is fouled in the backcourt by Adams Central. And the Tigers will go to the free throw line in the person of Zoe Mays. Foul called on Cheyenne Gotch. That's her fourth. Freshman Alex Schmidt in for Hastings High. Mel Nagy will go out. Looks like Zoe Mays is going to the line for the 1-1 for Hastings High. 13 on the night for Mays.
Zoe Mays at the line, shooting 1-1.
16th free throw attempt for Zoe on the night. 16 times she's been to the line. Obviously, the game plan of the Tigers, get to that free throw line, and Mays makes the first, earns the bonus. She has 14. 36-20 as the Tigers continue to increase their lead. Zoe's made 8 free throws. Throws this one up, makes them both this trip down the floor. She has 15, and it's 37-20 in favor of Hastings High. Their lead up to 17 in this fourth quarter with 6.5 minutes to play. Boniface front court to Gotch for Adams Central. To Niemeyer, top of the key. Sydney with it. Niemeyer gives up her dribble, knocked away from her, but a foul going to be called on Bailey Petzl of Hastings High. St. Cecilia girls did win their game in the second round of the Centennial Conference Tournament. The Hawkettes defeat Lincoln Christian 63-31. St. Cecilia into the conference tournament semifinals on Thursday against Columbus Scotus. Sydney Niemeyer to the line, 1-1 for Adams Central. Free throw up off the iron, no good. Rebound to Petzl. So the Patriots had the 1-1 bonus, missed the free throw, though. Not earned the bonus. Front court, Van Brocklin puts up a shot, blocked out of bounds. That was either Rader or Gotch. Like Cheyenne got a piece of that and knocked it out of bounds, and it'll be the Tigers throwing it in. 6:09 to go in our ballgame, 37-20, Hastings High. Zoe Mays going to throw it in for the Tigers. Does in the lane to Britton Thomas. Her shot up and good. The pass into the lane to the 6'3 Thomas, and she just puts it up off the glass and scores. And it's 39-20, Tigers. That's 4 for Britton. Front court, Gotch for Adams Central to Rader. Kaylee Rader to Bostock. 16-footer by Carly will be rolling out. No good. The rebound by Alex Schmidt. Schmidt quickly into the scoring zone for the Tigers. Runs it with the left-handed dribble to the baseline. Pass underneath intended for Petzl. And a tie up there. Niemeyer and Petzl on the floor. And the basketball will stay with Hastings High on this alternate possession jump ball call. 39-20, Tigers in control. Again, the key, they jump out to the 10-point lead. They live at the free throw line in the first two quarters and get control of the game. And there's a three-pointer in the air and good. Alex Schmidt with a three ball, and it's 42-20. The Tigers have moved it up to 22. Ahead here, Bostock for Adams Central. Lost control of the ball. Ben Brocklin comes out of there with it for the Tigers. Turnover, Adams Central. 5:18 clock runs in our fourth quarter of play. Alex Schmidt for Hastings High into the scoring zone. Tigers face a man-to-man defense. Petzl left of the baseline, puts up a runner, going to be tipped away there and grabbed by Bostock. So the good defense there by Adams Central. And Cheyenne Gotch into the scoring zone for Adams Central to Bostock. 15-footer by Carly. This time is going to roll out of there, no good. Tipped out of bounds off a Tiger. It'll be Adams Central basketball. underneath their own basket. Billy Petzl will go out. Paige Kennedy comes in for Hastings High. Brittany Wise and Brianna Shook. Anna Queen in for Adams Central. So the changes continue in this game. Shook will inbound for the Patriots. Down here by a bunch, 21 in the lane. Wiseman puts up the shot, and she's fouled on the play by Allie Schmidt. And the freshman Brittany Wiseman, getting a lot of opportunity in this second half, will go to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. 4:52 to go in our ball game. Hastings High leads 41-20. Brittany Wiseman to shoot two. She has 3 points in the night, make it four. Makes the first here. 42-21, Hastings High with the lead. Tigers have led all the way again. Score the first 10 where the Patriots can get on the board, and the Tigers have not relinquished that lead. Close as Adams Central's been was 6 points in that first quarter. Second free throw is up and good by Brittany Wiseman. She makes a pair. She has five, and it's 42-22. Patriots with pressure in the backcourt. Mays into the front court now for the Tigers. To Van Brocklin with 4:40 to go. To Alex Schmidt. Schmidt for the Tigers. Left side now to Paige Kennedy. Tipped away from her by Georgie Johnson. Kennedy gets the ball on the far sideline, but Paige is out of bounds. So the defense there by Georgie Johnson knocked the ball away from Paige Kennedy. Kennedy goes for it on the sideline and touched it when it was out of bounds. And it fell out of bounds there, and the Tigers turn it over for the 14th time. Front court now, Brianna Shook. Adam Sutter will try to work on some man-to-man offense here. Bounce pass inside off the pick and roll there is too strong for Georgie Johnson, and the Patriots turn it right back over to the Tigers. 4:19 to play in the ballgame. Remember the boys' game to follow here. High school basketball tonight for you right here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. We'll follow our high school teams, local and area, throughout this 2012 portion of the season. Of course, Hastings College Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS radio. A little malfunction with the clock near the scores table, and that's what we're in the delay here for. The scoreboard is still operational. There is a mechanical malfunction here. Going to take the teams off the floor now, bring them over to the bench. So let's take a timeout here as we try to get this scores table problem all ironed out. We'll take a timeout with the score, 4:15 to go in the ballgame. It's Hastings High 41. The scoreboard says 41. Now the scoreboard is off. The actual score is, we'll take a timeout. Hastings High is 42. Adams Central 22. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, still trying to get all the scoreboards in sync. The scoreboards say it's 41-22. Actually, I believe it's supposed to be 42-22. Unless they changed with a three-point shot earlier in this quarter. The Tigers have made one. Alex Schmidt was credited with a three earlier. Maybe that has been reduced to a two. We'll see. It looks like the scoreboard problem. Trying to get them all in sync. There's two scoreboards, of course, one in each corner, and then one up above one side here, the Hastings High side of the stands. They're not all in sync. Looks like the problem's taken care of now. And the Tigers have the basketball. They're up here by 41-22, says the scoreboard. So that Alex Schmidt three must have been just ruled a two. So it's 41-22. Tigers with the basketball. We're halfway through this fourth quarter of play. Lob inside to Britton Thomas. Goes off the leg of a Tiger, off of Thomas, and out of bounds. As the Patriots converge there on Britton Thomas. And it goes off Britton and out of bounds. And it'll be basketball to the Patriots on the Tigers turnover. 41-22, 3:55 to go in the ball game. So Hastings High Tigers are going to break their four-game losing streak and win their second ball game of the year. This will be their first win in the 2012 portion of the season. Shot put up by Brianna Shook is no good. Thomas with the rebound for the Tigers. Long front court pass by Mays to Paige Kennedy. Paige shoots a 13-footer. Off there, no good. Grabbed by Brianna Shook in the backcourt for Adams Central. And the Patriots are going to drop their 13th game of the year. They're going to go to 3-13. Driving shot up by Shook is no good. And a foul going to be called on Hastings High School with 3:29 to play. Foul called on Zoe Mays. That's the first on Zoe. Adams Central will be 3-13. And Hastings High will go to 2-12 on the year with this victory. Shook's free throw is off the iron, no good. Brianna will shoot her second. 41-22 in favor of Hastings High. Brianna's second free throw is in and out of there, no good. Rebound grabbed by Marika Van Brocklin. Double teamed in the far corner, and a whistle. Marika's on the sideline. The defense there, the double team. Van Brocklin can't stay in bounds, and it'll be basketball to Adams Central. And Shook to play it in on the far sideline. Does to Anna Queen. Queen to Johnson. Back out to Shook. Brianna takes the three from there. Off there, no good. The rebound by Paige Kennedy of Hastings High. Double teamed in the backcourt. 3:15 to play. Van Brocklin across the timeline for Hastings High. To Alex Schmidt. Schmidt to Mays. Tigers run against this man-to-man Patriot defense. Right side to Van Brocklin. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. To Mays. Zoe with it. Goes around the screen. Takes the shot off the iron. No good. Van Brocklin rebounds. Shoot shot. No good. Tipped out of bounds off the Tigers. Paige Kennedy can't control it. It'll be Patriot basketball. Hardy Bostock in for Adams Central. Patriots will bring it the length of the floor. Georgie Johnson goes out. Carly Bostock in for the Patriots. 2:48, clock runs fourth quarter, 41-22. Hastings High in control. They've been there since the get-go, scoring the first 10. That set the stage, and they have not let the Patriots back in the basketball game. Shook, top of the key for three. In and out, no good. Battle for it. Kennedy grabs it for Hastings High. Page gives it up in the backcourt to Marika Van Brocklin. Van Brocklin. In the backcourt, a whistle. She's fouled in the play. Marika fouled in the backcourt by Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. And Marika Van Brocklin to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Sydney Bernasic comes in for the Patriots. Everybody going to get a chance to play tonight. The Patriots usually run 11 or 12 in. The Tigers about the same way. So everybody getting a pretty good chance to play here this evening. And Marika Van Brocklin will shoot 1-1 for the Tigers. Free throw up. No good. Jamie Gilbert rebounds for Adams Central to Anna Queen. With 2:20 to go, we'll play it out here. And the victory will go to the Hastings High Tigers. Bernasic for the Patriots. To Bostock. Carly drives. Puts up a shot. Blocked by Thomas. It bounces off a Tiger and out of bounds. Britton Thomas with a nice block there of Carly Bostock. Carly's 5'10", but Britton's 6'3". Got the block there, so Thomas has played a good game. She is apparently feeling pretty good with that Achilles problem she's been dealing with. Bernasic for two for the Patriots. Going to be off the iron, no good. Rebound goes back out to Bernasic, to Queen, back to Bernasic. Sydney for three in the hole. Sydney Bernasic for three. Her first bucket. And it's 41-25, Tigers by 16. With 1:45 to go in the ball game, Van Brocklin front court for Hastings High. To Zoe Mays. To Kennedy. Tigers slowing things up here. Anna Queen knocks it away. Run down by Alex Schmidt. And a whistle and a foul going to be called on Anna Queen. Anna been very aggressive offensively and defensively tonight. She has had a lot of energy for the Patriots tonight. Fouls there and to the free throw line. 1-1 will be Alex Schmidt. 4 points in the game for Alex. 41-25, the left-handed shot up and good. Bonus earned for Alex Schmidt. 5 in the game for Alex. 42-25, Hastings High. The Tigers have scored above their average. Patriots about 10 points below there. Second free throw off, no good. Jamie Gilbert with the rebound for Adams Central to Sydney Bernasic. 1:28 to go in our ball game. Remember, the boys' game to follow. There's a pass looped underneath to Anna Queen, and she's fouled by Britton Thomas there. And Anna Queen to the line to shoot two for the Patriots. Anna has scored six in the ninth. That's 3 fouls on Britton Thomas. Not going to matter this evening. 42-25. Anna Queen with two free throws. First one up and off, no good. Anna's made two. She's missed five from the line tonight. Patriots were 6 out of 12 from the line heading into this quarter. Anna Queen's second free throw. This one's up, and this one is rolling down. It will stay down. 7 for Queen. 42-26. Hastings high. In control. We'll play the last minute 19. Kennedy into the scoring zone. Knocked away by Queen and out of bounds. Tigers will play it in. 1:14 to play. Again, Hastings High's next action next Tuesday, right back here against Kearney. Adams Central goes to Lexington on Thursday. Britton Thomas, 15-footer. Off, no good. Rebound to Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. The freshman comes out of there with it. To the timeline, now crosses it on the dribble. Wiseman gives the ball up to Queen. Queen to Bernasic. 55 seconds to play in the game. On court, it's Wiseman to Bernasic. Long three by Sydney. In the hole again. Bernasic with a couple of threes. Late in this one, she has six. And it's 42-29. This is as close as Adams Central's been in a long time. 38 seconds to go in the game, and there's a timeout. Greg Mays of Hastings High. We're going to keep it here during this timeout. Greg's going to get the rest of his people in the game, and everybody's going to go out for the Tigers. Zoe Mays goes out. She leaves with 15 on the night. Britton Thomas will leave with four. Del Nagy, the starter, had six. Marika Van Brocklin didn't score tonight, but she missed one free throw. Bailey Petzl had eight in the first half. Ends up with eight. And everybody getting a chance to play for Hastings High. They send in Madison St. John, a 5'5 sophomore. Elizabeth Franz and a 5'9 freshman comes out there. Maddie Edelman, who's played a little bit tonight. Mo Boyd, the 5'8 junior, on the floor for the Tigers. Adams Center will send their folks out. 38 seconds to go. It's 42-29. In favor of Hastings High. They try to play this basketball in. They get the basketball to Boyd, and Mo caught it on the offensive side and went to the defensive end of things. And the turnover there on the Tigers, 17 on the Tigers. With a 10-0 spurt to start, it set the stage. The Tigers very aggressive on the offensive zone, getting to the free throw line. Made 9 free throws in the first half, went to the line 23 times, and turned this into a victory here tonight. Carly Bostock with a shot up and good for the Patriots. Patriots making it a little closer in the latter stages. They've scored, the last 6 points in the game, or 8 points in the game. It's 42-31. 14 seconds to go as the Tigers turn it over one more time. Bernasic, another three in the air is good. Sydney Bernasic with three threes this quarter. It's down to an 8-point game, but the Tigers have it in the backcourt. The final seconds, 1.4, as the Tigers knock it out of bounds. So it's 42-34. The Patriots will play it in. Excuse me, the Tigers will play it in. The Patriots knocked it out of bounds. Elizabeth Franzen will throw the basketball in, does in the backcourt, deflected. Mo Boyd grabs it, and the time will expire as Mo hits the floor. She's okay, and the clock has run out, and the game is over. So an abrupt halt to this basketball game. Hastings High jumping out to a 10-0 lead. Go on to win it by 8, but the Patriots score with a lot of threes late in the game to make it an 8-point game. Hastings High in control all evening long and win it. The final score, Hastings High 42, Adams Central 34. The Tigers break their 4-game losing streak. Adams Central will drop its 5th in a row. The final score, Hastings High 42, Adams Central 34. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this five-star designation and will work hard to maintain it. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. Blaine Gulis with you. We've reached the conclusion of our first game tonight. Hastings High leads from start to finish and beats the Adams Central girls in our girls' contest by the score of 42-34. Yeah, the Tigers scored the first 10 of the game. Adams Central's first points on free throws with 2:07 to go in the first quarter. It was 10-2, Tigers. They led 11-4 after the first quarter. Hastings High very aggressive to the basket in that first half. The Tigers threw up 23 free throws, made 9 in that first half, but they were very aggressive to the basket. The Patriots committing a lot of fouls in that first half, and 9 of the first half points from the line for Hastings High, forcing that Patriot defense into committing fouls in that first half. Zoe Mays had 9. Bailey Petzl had 8 in the first half for the Tigers. They did the majority of the free throw shooting also in that first half of play. The Tigers in the second quarter to up that lead to 22-10. At halftime, they led 11-4. After 1, 22-10 at halftime. So a 12-point halftime lead for Hastings High. They extended that out to 24-10, then 29-15. 31-19 then, as the Patriots got to within 12. After 3, it was Hastings High 33, Adams Central 20, as the Tigers controlled this basketball game. Didn't let the Patriots back to any closer than 6 after that 10-0 run to start the game. Hastings High pulls away in the fourth quarter, had the lead up to 41-20 in the fourth quarter of play. And some late threes by the Patriots. In fact, 3 threes late in the game by Sidney Bernasek. And the Patriots are scoring some points late in the game, cut the final margin to 8. But Hastings High was in control all the way, and they won it by the score 42-34. A 10-0 lead to start it for Hastings High. The lead is large as 21. Adams Central could get no closer than 6 at 10-4 after falling behind 10-0 in the game. And Hastings High goes on to win it by the score 42-34. Well, we'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll run down the scoring for you. We hope to hear from both the coaches of the girls' game, Greg Mays and Tim Marker. We'll see if that comes to they can get up here and talk with us in between games. But we'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll run down the scoring for you and some more in-between game information after this two-minute timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all. But don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales, Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Tiger Den. We're in between games here of our city basketball doubleheader here tonight on The Breeze. Blaine Bulis with you, and the girls' game won by Hastings High, 42-34. The Tigers never trailed in the contest. They were led by Zoe Mays with 15. It must be good luck for Zoe. She had 15 last Friday in that loss to Grand Island Northwest, another 15 tonight. Let's see, Zoe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 free throws made by Zoe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 missed. 18 free throws by Zoe Mays in this game. She made 9 and missed 8. So 9 out of 17 from the line for Mays. 15 points in the game for Zoe. She was very aggressive to that hoop. Bailey Petzold did a great job on the boards tonight for Hastings High. She got to the free throw line 6 times in the first half, had 8 points in the first half, ended up with 8 on the evening. So 15 for Mays, 8 for Bailey Petzold. 6 points for Mel Nagy for Hastings High. 4 for Britton Thomas, who played quite a bit. She's still recovering from an Achilles problem, but did play quite a bit and had 4 points in the game. 5 for the freshman Alex Schmidt, who's coming back from an injury. She had 5 tonight. And 2 points apiece for Maddie Stokes and Bailey Christie for Hastings High. Starter Marika Van Brocken did not score. Paige Kennedy played. Everybody got to play tonight. Ellen Foote played tonight. She did not score for the Tigers. Everybody with a chance to play this evening for Hastings High. 15 for Zoe Mays, 8 for Bailey Petzl, and 6 for Mel Nagy. The Tigers, 15 out of 32 from the free throw line tonight. 32 free throws for Hastings High. They made 15. They had 22 first half points. They had 20 in the second. They had 42 for the contest. And they win the game 42-34. For Adams Central, 9 points for Sydney Bernasek. She led the way. Sydney got 3 3-point field goals basically at the end of this ball game, and she had 9 to be the leading scorer for Adams Central, as it turns out. Anna Queen comes off the bench to score 7, a couple of first-half field goals, and 3 free throws made by Queen. She had 7. 5 points for Brittany Wiseman. The freshman gets all 5 of hers in the second half. 4 points for Cheyenne Gotch. 2 apiece for Sydney Niemeyer, Emily Boniface, and Brianna Shook, and 2 for Carly Bostock, and 1 for the senior Jamie Gilbert. So the Patriots tonight, their starters didn't score very much. A couple of starters, Kaylee Rader, Georgie Johnson, did not score. Emily Boniface, a starter, had 2. Cheyenne Gotch had 4. Jamie Gilbert started tonight. She had 1, so only 7 points by the starters of Adams Central tonight. They were led by Sydney Bernasek off the bench with 9. and Anna Queen was 7, but the Patriots normally are going to play 11 or 12 anyway, but the Tigers couldn't get on the board with only 10 points in that first half. They had 24 in the second, ended up with 34, but some late threes there giving the Patriots their last points of the game, and they scored 10 in the first half, 24 in the second, 34 for the game. The Patriots 9 out of 19 from the free throw line, so we had 51 free throws shot in this game. The Patriots 9 out of 19. Unofficially, Adams Central with 15 turnovers. Hastings High with unofficially 18 in the game. So Hastings High wins it by the score of 42 to 34, and we're going to have a chance to talk here between games to Greg Mays, the head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers, as the Tigers win it 42 to 34. The girls probably saying, hallelujah, coach, we get our first win in the 2012 portion of the season, but good effort by your kids. Really good start tonight, coach, getting out to the 10-0 lead, and that was the deciding factor. You got the lead and didn't let go of it.
Yeah, and we talked about that a little bit. Let's get out ahead and kind of control the tempo of the game a little bit and run when we want to run and slow down when we don't. So, yeah, it was a great start.
A 10-0 start. And, boy, obviously a concerted effort to get the ball inside, attack that hoop with Zoe Mays and Bailey Petzolder did a great job on the boards, too. But attacking inside, you were really really putting a lot of pressure on the defense. You got to the free throw line 32 times. So that obviously was a big part of this game plan.
Yeah, we try to get Zoe loose a little bit so she can attack that basket, and she's doing a better job of dishing it out to people and giving them passes they can shoot, and paid off. You know, Bailey Petzl got a couple threes, and we got another one in there, and you know, I thought people were ready to shoot a little bit better, and then we got some good rebounding. It always makes you feel better as a shooter when your teammates will go get a couple offensive boards for us.
Yeah,
so we had several girls doing that.
Excuse me. Yeah, you had the inside game and the outside. You talk about the couple threes, so you had things clicking pretty well, getting off to that 10-0 lead, but your girls were able to continue on in this game, not let the Patriots back in the game. Played pretty well defensively and hit the boards well tonight, too.
Yeah, it sure helped to have Britton Thomas back inside.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, you know, we kind of build our man-to-man defense on the fact that there's a 6'3 girl with a wingspan back behind. And so it was good having her back there. And I thought the girls played pretty smart on the scouting report. You know, they substitute a lot of people in. So sometimes it's tough to keep track of, you know, what do you got here? A shooter, a driver, a right hand, a left hand, and you know, we had a couple wobbles in the second quarter on the scouting report, and then I thought they really locked in, and we did a good job of that.
Well, speaking of Britton, she did have to leave at one point and then left the gym area. I know she's been battling that Achilles problem, but came back and played. So she played quite a bit too, Coach, so she must be okay, pretty good shape. And what happened when she did leave? Did she aggravate it a little bit? Or
actually, she twisted her ankle a little bit. We were worried it was Achilles.
Oh,
you saw me running out
there.
But it was the ankle a little bit, so she retaped it and she was ready to go. So that was a relief, and you know, it's just really a testament to how good a shape she got herself in for this basketball season, because she hasn't been able to do anything for a week. But she really looked pretty conditioned there, I thought.
This was a nice win for your club, Coach, because they found a way to win tonight, a way to win by scoring early, getting ahead, holding the other team up. You got to find ways to win however you can, don't you? And they learning experience that they were able to do it tonight, so to take that with you into next week against Kearney. But a nice win from that aspect that they found a way to win here.
It was a hard-fought game. They really made us execute things, and you know, I think that's good that we're really starting to know our roles. You know, okay, if we see some pressure here, where do we want people? We don't have to talk everything through from the bench. So, you know, I think we're really coming along there. I think we're really coming along knowing the tempo of the game a little bit. Okay, when's it time to run? When's it time to get a little offense run? And so, you know, I think we've come a long way there.
A little plaudits, too, maybe tonight to Bailey Petzold. She hit the boards real well. Britton did, too, of course, but Bailey really hit the boards well tonight, too. She's a pretty good rebounder.
Yeah, she's a good rebounder. She's a strong girl, and she's cagey about it. She kind of knows where that ball is bouncing. And I know she thinks of herself as a shooter, and she did hit a couple tonight. But I tell you, she has improved her game so much defensively. Her man-to-man defense is so much more solid than last year off the ball. She knows her rules. She knows where to be. She knows what help to give. And that puts her in better rebounding position. She's had some 13 rebound games this year. She's just a heck of a player that way.
You run in your rotation. You get a lot of people in the game. Of course, you do that every game. And Alex Schmidt back. She's been out with an injury. She's back tonight, the freshman. She played quite a bit, so she must be A-OK now.
Yeah, she is. She went a pretty good route for a freshman. She got the sprained ankle and the flu at the same time.
Yeah, you're great.
So you get rid of them both, and you come back ready to play. And she was very anxious to play, you know. Today in school, you could just tell she was ready to get going again, and she really stepped up, and she gives us a little offensive spark sometimes. And I thought she made some real good decisions with the basketball for somebody who's just out of middle school.
Yeah, there you are. Freshman indeed. A good energy by your club too, Coach. Another aspect of it, you had more energy than the Patriots did tonight, and that was good to see, I'm sure, from your aspect, that you had the good energy and you sustained it for the whole four quarters.
Yeah, I think we're probably playing with a little more confidence than they are. You know, both teams have struggled a little bit. You kind of saw at the end there, they start knocking down some shots. They may have figured some things out there, which that'd be good for them because, boy, they're a hard-working bunch. I've watched them play several times, and they just keep rolling girls in off the bench who are willing to do whatever it takes. And so, you know, I think they've got some bright days in the future too.
Well, but it sure makes a difference when that ball goes through the hole, doesn't it, Coach? No matter what, that lifts your defense and lifts the offensive end up to it. Got to get it to go through the hole. That's been kind of a problem for you and the Patriots, getting the ball to go through the hole, but it sure makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I guess if only one time a year it's going to happen, how about it be right now?
Yeah, so, there you go.
You know, maybe both of us will get on a little bit of roll.
But now you got it. Now you got to say, let's have this happen again next Tuesday. That's the next game against Kearney. So you got a week to get ready for the Lady Cats, and kind of odd you don't have any games this weekend, but that's the way the schedule's set up. So you got a week to get ready for Kearney and ready to get some good practices in, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, if anything, we're kind of on the other end of the ledger here. Again, they've struggled like we've struggled, but if there's anybody in the state who's maybe seen a schedule as tough as ours or more, it might be Kearney. They've really seen some of the Class A big boys. We've seen, you know, one of those, and then some Class B big boys. So we'll have to be ready. They'll be ready to match physicality with us. You know, they'll get after rebounds, and it's going to be a good basketball game here next week.
That'll be next Tuesday. That's the next action for the Hastings High girls. And congrats on the win, Coach, especially to the girls. They can go out and have a little more step in there. Maybe in more high in their step as far as practices are concerned, but next Tuesday will be your next game. Congratulations, especially to the girls. Thanks for coming up, too.
Thanks a lot.
We appreciate it. Greg Mays, head basketball coach of the Hastings High girls, as they win it 42-34 over Adams Central in our girls' game here this evening. Well, we'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll join you and start setting the scene for the boys' contest of our second game of our doubleheader tonight, Adams Central and the Hastings High boys. We'll start talking about that after this 2-minute timeout.